The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
That's right, folks. It's Wednesday afternoon, and it's time again for your 4 o'clock drive home with your two favorite bumbling idiots. Chuck and Billy, your hosts for the Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea radio show on Pittsfield's 89.7 FM WTBR and Lee's 88.1 FM, the USBR. If your socks match and your shirt is tucked in, this might not be the show for you.
Who are those guys?
That's Chuck. He thinks Magenta is a character from Star Wars. His nose can't tell the difference between a cheeseburger and a fart. He sounds weird. And then there's Billy. He thinks people falling down is the funniest thing since $2 bills. His favorite pastime is sticking googly eyes on cereal boxes in the grocery store.
Is he cute, though?
So get your earplugs, because you definitely don't want to listen to these two trash pandas. Have a seat, buckle up, and make sure you already took a restroom break. Don't worry, the pain will only last a half an hour, but could linger a lifetime. So without further delay, here are Chuck and Billy.
Well, hello. How is everyone out there in Funland?
In radio land or streaming land, yeah. And two.
Yeah, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Radio 89.7, and WSBR Lee 88.1. Said that backwards.
You said it.
But I said it, yeah.
You got all the information out there.
No exceptions.
That's what counts.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah.
So how's your week been?
It's been fun. I love it. Got a new job. Now I'm going to die slowly of an agonizing death. But, you know.
A new job on top of the other job.
Yes. But, you know. Money. You need money now that we have so much to pay for tariffs. But anyways.
Because you're a material girl in a material world?
I sure am. I forgot to wear my pink outfit. But, hey, why not, right? Who doesn't want to be a material girl?
In a material world.
I do. Dun, 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 dun. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I have money. I like it. I keep it in a jar at home.
That's not the swear jar, is it?
I don't have a swear jar. There'd be more money. I'd be able to take a trip somewhere if I had a swear jar.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like a overseas trip.
Yeah, it would be great. Like somewhere where you want to be instead of here lately?
Well, I don't know. There's so many places to check out.
So many places to explore, actually. Like, I don't know, London.
Do you remember that show that was on Netflix called Sense8?
I think so.
There was only two seasons and they canceled the show. It was really good, but they shot the show. And the reason they canceled it was because it cost so much money to do. It was like $9 million per episode. Because they went to several countries to shoot this show, because these eight characters that were the main characters were from seven different countries.
Nice.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
There's a few shows that Netflix cancels. Like the one I think it was called Daybreakers. It was about zombies. It was so good. It was so freaking funny.
Yeah.
And it was like, At the end of the entire season, you're like, yeah, and then you're like, wait, what? Canceled? What are you talking about?
Well, at least at the end of the second season, what had happened was that like there was a long pause after the last episode, and then they did a 2-hour finale, which ended it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, you know, I was grateful for that because, you know, there's a lot of shows that they just leave hanging.
Yeah, this one they left hanging. No, straight up cliffhanger. They're like, "Oh, see ya."
Yeah. I can't deal with that. One of the countries that they did that they were in was Iceland.
Oh.
And then of course, there was a few other countries. Sounds like a party back there.
It does.
What are they doing? Is there pizza?
Yeah, is there pizza back there, guys? What are you doing?
I want some pizza. And there was the other country was Seoul. There was a Germany, Berlin.
Yep.
They were in these countries doing shooting these things.
Yeah, it cost money.
And it had a great cast. So, again, $9 million per episode. They just didn't have the fan base back then. And yeah. I think it was like 2018 or something like that.
Yeah, that was almost COVID time. Almost.
It was roughly.
Close.
Yeah, I can't remember the month or anything, but I think that people were, I think it was just too far advanced for people to really get into. Yeah. But if you watched it now, you watch it now and you have to you really got to pay attention to it, because if you miss any of it, you're going to kind of be lost. Yeah. And it's about these people who can communicate to one another from all over, these different places.
Yeah.
There's eight of them and they can communicate. Not only telepathically, but they can visit each other, like jumping.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And there's this whole bio company that's trying to chase after them and eradicate them.
Yeah.
Because they don't want that species of human to exist. It
sounds like someone we know.
It apparently that species of human would put in jeopardy everything else normal humans, sapiens, homo sapiens, yeah, would be into doing. See, these guys can do way more.
Yeah.
But they're also more sensitive, more empathetic.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they can feel all of the other people. They can feel their feelings. They can speak their languages. It's really, really interesting. If you have the chance to watch it, check it out on Netflix. It's Sense8, the number 8.
Oh, okay. Some people would be like, how do you spell it?
S-E-N-S-E 8. The number
8.
And I mean, I guess they've written books about types of people that are like this. So it's got some truth in there. I guess there's written books about they're called sentient people.
Sentient. Hmm.
So these are people that can access different parts of their brains that most people don't have access to.
Yeah. But there's a show on Peacock that I like. It's called Teacup. It's actually super awesome. It's something I've never even seen before. Like the way the show is, it's like something I never would think of. It's just different, completely, utterly different. It's just super good. Like, there's this line you can't cross, and this guy shows up in a gas mask, and he just spray paints this blue line. He says, don't cross the line. And people don't listen. And as soon as they cross the line, it's like, and they just turn.
Don't tell me what I can do.
Mutilated.
Can't do.
Like, yeah, they get mutilated, and it's just awesome. It sounds bad to say awesome, but it is awesome. But it's really good. I like it. I thought it was great. It's totally different. Something I've never even heard of or seen.
Still showing?
Yeah. Yeah, they have they just did the first season. So the second season hopefully comes out. And they don't just go, we're going to be like Netflix and cancel it because it's fun.
Yeah. I want to say Netflix is probably the only streaming service that cancels
good shows.
Shows like really good shows, like,
yeah,
right in the middle of it.
Daybreakers was awesome. I was like, this is so freaking funny.
There was more. There's another one too that I got really into, and then I was like, the Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah, that was good.
Come on, I mean, it
that
wasn't
was
even
hilarious.
Like it was awesome, and they just ended it.
They were just like, we don't want to.
And
watch
they didn't even come back with like where Sense8 came back with like a 2-hour finale and just kind of wrap things up for you in a little gift box. They didn't even come back and do some kind of you're left hanging there like, yeah, what is about to happen? Is husband gonna be a zombie now?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was good though. It was really funny.
Like there's in Daybreakers, this kid fights his way to get to this girl he really likes, right? And she's a leader of something. And then he's like, what's going on? And she's like, well, I am what I am. And he's like, all right. So he's trying to get her back. And then she just takes off. It ends right there.
Oh, no.
You're like, what is going on? And you're like, ooh, I can't wait for season two. And it's like, we don't want to do season two.
You know that. Yeah. You know that website change.org where you can like build petitions and stuff like,
yep,
that? I mean, I go on there and I look at some of the really important petitions usually. And it was funny because there was a few petitions on there to bring back Santa Clarita Diet. And I was like, are you kidding me? You want to.
There are some crazy petitions out there. I think
change.org.
There was a bunch of people saying, "How can you leave us on a cliffhanger in Daybreakers? What is wrong with you?" And they're like, "You could at least ended it somehow." But they didn't. You know, they didn't even bother.
Have people come back and just do like an ending, just so that it can put people's minds at ease or something. You know, you could come up with something.
It's so dumb. I don't know why they do that. They cancel so many good shows, and they're just like, because they don't say, care.
And you know what their excuse is? Is they don't have enough viewers,
right,
of the show, like,
right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, there's no way there's not enough viewers for these shows. Yeah. These are really good shows. I mean, interesting.
But you gotta remember,
they suck you right in.
Yeah, that one sucked me right. I was like, "What's this? Daybreaker looks stupid." So I watched it, and I was like, "This is funny as heck, man!" And it was just so. Remember the girl?
It all depends, though. It really all depends on the characters, who's playing those characters. You know, you get into those characters, and you end up loving the people that are in it. That's what keeps you coming back, because you want to know what's going on with them.
You remember the girl in the movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore? What the heck was the name of that movie? Where she's in Hooters? Can't remember.
Oh, Blended.
Yeah. Remember the little girl, his little daughter, the one that was like, "I want her to take me." You know, that little girl?
Oh.
The one that pretends she's like, "Daddy, you made me look like a zombie." You remember that?
Oh, yeah, the littlest one.
She's in that show, and she's hilarious, dude. She's so freaking funny.
It was the middle girl that saw her mother.
Yeah.
Right. And that was the youngest.
Yeah, the youngest one.
That was funny.
"Daddy made me look like a zombie." That one. That's what she's in it.
She's adorable.
Brutal in that, and she's so freaking funny, dude. I laugh so hard at the things she did.
I think people don't give kids enough credit, and it's like so controversial. Like kids growing up in Hollywood,
yep,
really miss out on being a kid. But some of the talent that they have inside them is nuts.
Yeah, they're good. Some of them are hilarious, and you're like, wow.
But then later on, 20 years later, you know, the story comes out about them when they were children in Hollywood and how hard it was for them.
Oh, yeah, like Drew Barrymore's story
exactly.
was bad.
Exactly.
But, you know.
That was rough.
And there's been a few where it's like, this happened, and you're just like, wow, I thought it was good, but I guess not.
I mean, think about Dustin Diamond from
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Is he still? He
died.
Yeah, he passed away.
He died.
And then Macaulay Culkin, you know, he's better now, but like he had a rough go at it for a while there.
I think he's slowly making a comeback because he's been.
Well,
in a few
his
movies.
Wife, who he's with now, helped him a lot. And there was he had some kind of a thing, I think a couple of years ago or whatever. It was like it was just like a thing for him, and he got up and talked, and he said if it wasn't for her to help him, you know, to help pull him out of this rut that he was in.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't be alive today. And I thought that was pretty good that, you know, he voiced everything, you know, he admitted everything, and it was an amazing, he's got an amazing story.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He was on something. I can't remember what he was on.
I'll never forget him in Party Monster. I'm sorry.
No, I won't. No, I will never forget
that.
That was
the last thing I saw him in.
Yeah, I was like,
And it really shocked me, but it didn't at the same time.
Yeah, it didn't shock me at all. I mean, well, at first, because you're thinking, that's Kevin from...
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. Kevin stayed home alone too much.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to do these things.
Yeah, and that movie was crazy, but it's based on a true story.
Yep. Yeah,
so the names were changed, but it was based on a true story. And it's nuts to think that it was. If anyone out there has seen Party Monster, it is not for the faint of eyes.
Yeah, it's
Let's
not,
just put it that way.
Not for the faint of heart. It's not for anything. It's just, you're just like, what happened?
A lot of illegal activities going on in there, people's lives being ruined. And
what happened
just
to
insane.
The,
Yeah. What happened to the kid with the doves?
Yeah, what happened to that kid? What happened to kids smacking people in the face with a shovel?
And it's weird.
What's
because
going on?
It's funny because, you know, picking him to do that part at that time was perfect because that was his life anyway.
Yeah.
That was what his life was like. So.
His brother's doing pretty good. His brother's been in a few movies. He was in a movie that I like. I can't remember the name of it, of course.
I forgot his brother's name.
Curran.
I know he was in Signs.
Culkin, McCulkin. I know something. Yeah, he was in Signs. He's in not a horror movie. He's in a movie based about the death metal band called Mayhem.
Oh.
And he plays the guitarist who literally gets butchered by one of the guys that used to be in the band, like, badly. And it's...
He was a lot younger in Signs. Now he's older.
Yeah. But it was like... It's weird because...
He was in something else, too.
I can't remember.
As a teen.
Yeah, he was... Actually, he was in one of the Scream movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
That's it. That's what I think I just watched one.
Yeah, he was in... I think it was... Five. Yeah, I think it was five.
I think it was five.
It's like five.
I know. In stereo, we said it at the same time.
Ooh, we missed our whole our call thing.
Oh, well, yeah. What PSA time.
Well, give us a second. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out, being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Okay, so I think I accidentally hit the wrong one. But anyway, sorry about that. I mean, I don't think it matters. It was a commercial. Yeah, so just so you guys know, when we play our commercials, we're going to leave the mics on so you can listen to us.
Yeah, because like Chuck will make commercials I haven't heard yet, and they're funny. And even the ones that we have heard are funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
If you hear us laughing, you'll probably laugh.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, oh, you guys are stupid.
It's a known thing. It's like when somebody yawns or even talks about it. See that?
So
it makes them do it, and it's like a contagious thing.
It is. It's like that's nice.
And a smile can be just as contagious. A smile
like
and
COVID.
A laugh.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
I mean, we had to wear masks and stuff. Like, you couldn't see anyone's real face, and all you could see was their eyes.
Could you imagine the dates back then? Hey, take your mask off. Ooh, oh, God.
That was me. It was my time to shine.
You're like, hey, and it's like teeth going in this direction. Hey, guys, how you doing?
When I put the mask on, it was my time to shine. I was like, my eyes are like popping. Mask kind of brings them out, you know, the blue.
People are like, I like your beard.
Wow, that
mask.
That mask really brings out your blue eyes. I believe
really accentuate your cheeks. You know?
I believe there was a mandate in all of BHS like buildings, you have to wear a mask again. So, because there's large spreading of the influenza A and walking pneumonia. I guess it's going around.
Guess who's in office?
Did
you notice every time he's in office, there's diseases?
No, it's the flu.
Just kidding.
It's every year.
I'm just kidding. I'm not really. But anyways,
what I'm not agreeing on is not knowing what's going on with the bird flu.
Can you write an executive order?
It's all there's so many of those.
To cancel influenza.
Yeah. We're gonna rename it.
We're gonna name it the coughing cough.
What?
Chest pain.
We're going to name the influenza A. We're going to name the influenza A, the influenza B, and A.
B-O.
Bah.
The influenza.
No, but
bah.
I mean, I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. The funny thing is he's actually bringing back straws. Like plastic straws. Did you see
who
that?
Cares?
Did you see that? He's like, I don't. No, this is
I
what
have
he said.
Straws. Like, there's plastic straws at McDonald's and everywhere you go.
This is. I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to do politics, but we have to do a little bit.
That's all that people talk about.
He's talking about the executive already wrote to get plastic straws back, and the first thing he said was, "I've used these straws, and every time I use them, they get soggy and they explode. When has a paper straw exploded?"
I think he chose the wrong words.
What else is new? But I laughed. I was like, that's kind of funny.
I
let it be.
I mean, of all the things to worry about.
Yeah, let's worry about plastic straws.
I mean, it has to do with a lot of the environmentalists are like, no, but like,
yeah,
for real, this is not like.
They're going to damage our oceans again. Oh, no. Yeah, but, you know.
Well, listen.
Yeah, it sucks, but.
That's just one of those things that you can actually talk about and be and not be and not be biased about. So I mean, plastic straws.
Can you see it now? What are you talking about? No more plastic straws. Hey, calm down, man. It's just a plastic straw.
Well, the paper straws, so I can actually identify with the whole soggy part.
Oh, that's disgusting.
They definitely get soggy really quickly. And so, yeah, I can agree with that part, but I've never had one actually explode.
I've never had one explode, man. I don't know where. I don't know. Maybe Elon Musk had one. I don't know, but I have no idea. But it was just funny when he was saying it out loud. It explodes and gets soggy. No, I've never seen it explode, but sure. Yeah, we
It's just one of those things that would really shouldn't be, you know, a number. It shouldn't be on the desk for consideration. There's other things that needs attention. But anyway.
We can play a commercial.
We could.
I don't know which one, but let's play
one of them.
This one. We're going to play it, but we're going to leave the mics on because...
Yes, if you hear us laughing, you're that's too bad.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not apologizing.
Feeling like your living room has turned into a battlefield? Introducing the Dreamy Days. The miracle device that knocks out screaming kids and disrespectful teens faster than you can say bedtime.
I need one of those.
So you're telling me that this will do the job?
That's right. The Dreamy Days sends your little monsters into dreamland with just a push of a button. Forget bedtime battles. Now you can hit the snooze on their tantrums.
Oh my God, I have nothing to wear.
Tired of that sassy attitude? Let the Dreamy Days do the heavy lifting. Because why bother with discipline when you can just power down your progeny?
Finally, I can appreciate my own peace and a little bit of parental sabotage. Thanks, Dreamy Days. I'm going to use this on my friends' kids, too. You're the best.
Order the Dreamy Days today.
Is this on my friend's kids?
It's like a lullaby you can deploy at will.
Perfect. Does it come in a spray bottle?
Or when you need to reclaim your sanity. Why wrestle with bedtime when you can just let the device handle it? And if you order today, you get the travel version. For those kids kicking your seat on the plane. Or for those long road trips. Just hit the Dreamy Days. And blammo.
Blammo.
Night, night, you little brats.
Results may vary. Not responsible for any long-term effects, such as children asking where their dreams went, or awakening with new, bizarre snack cravings. May induce loss of motor skills, consistently staring off into space, like duh, or wild sleepwalking episodes.
We had to leave the mics on.
You'll never have to say, knock it off or I'm going to turn this car around.
Yeah, no more.
No more.
Dreamy Days, guys. Like, boop, see ya.
It's night-night time, you little brats.
Well, by the way, this is a fake.
Yeah, don't go to product. Don't go
There's
to
no
Walgreens.
Such thing.
Or Walmax. We're not going to say the actual name. Don't go to Walmax or Dollar Sergeant and be like, oh, you guys got Dreamy Days? Because, no, it doesn't. No.
There could be a product out there called Dreamy Days, but it's probably like a candle.
It's probably one of them things that goes over your eyes.
Yeah.
Dreamy Days.
Yeah, like those sleep...
Sleep pet, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Eye muffs is what I call them.
A mask.
Yeah.
Eye muffs.
A sleep mask.
Yeah.
Dreamy Days.
Dreamy Days. Get your Dreamy Days blanket today. For only $4.
We have different scents for you.
Oh, it's banana almost like Tudor Fruiters.
Mint Miracle. Blueberry Pizzazz.
If you got stuff you need to get done, the kids are running around, get Dreamy Days.
Your kids are running around, blammo! Night, blammo. Night, you little brats.
So funny, dude.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. It's all fake. Relax. Mm-hmm. Calm down. Don't get on. Don't get all like offended. We're a comedy show.
It's just for fun.
We're having fun.
It's just for fun.
Because we love all you guys out there in dreamland.
And of course, if you have an idea for us to turn into a fake commercial, you certainly can send them our way.
Yeah.
You can send them over Facebook at Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook. Or you can email. We have an email address.
We do. We haven't had anyone send anything.
Nope.
Watching you people.
CNB NYCOT. That's NYCOT. NYCOT. So CNB NYCOT at gmail.com.
Yeah. Billy looked at me like, what is it?
I was just like, is it the whole Not Your Cup of Tea or is it just NYCOT?
You're like, oh, God, what do I do?
It's just NYCOT. It's NYCOT.
So just so everybody knows, we have an interview next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, her name's Amelia. She's been a fan of ours for quite a while, for a few years.
We don't ever talk about her, though.
No. She just popped up out of nowhere, and she was like, hey, can I do an interview with you guys? I'm like, sure.
I mean, if you want to sit here for just 30 minutes, sure.
She said she'll only do it for like 15 tops, and she'll give us the rest of the 15 to do whatever we want. So,
okay.
I was like, whatever.
Sounds like a plan.
I haven't had an attitude about it.
What does she do? Do we know?
No, she hasn't told us. I mean, I can ask her tonight, but she said that she is from London.
From London.
She's from London, England.
Oh.
And she's actually excited. She's been listening to us for a while. She said that the first time she ever came to the show, she said she's never laughed so hard in her life.
It must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, she said. Yeah, she said she was listening to these like other podcasts, and she saw our logo because we changed the logo every 20 seconds. And well, I did anyways, but she saw the logo. It intrigued her because it was like, you know, oh, this looks pretty cool. So as soon as she popped in, she told me that she heard one of our commercials, and I can't remember. She can't remember which one, but she's going to go back and check, I guess, because she's downloaded the shows. So she's going to go back and check it out and see which one it was. And if she finds it, then she'll tell us. But if she doesn't, we'll probably name something. I guarantee it was Whispering Willows.
Probably.
But we'll see.
Well, we've had a few and that we can't play on the radio.
Jeez, why not?
but they were just as funny. So it goes to show you that you can actually clean up something and still make it funny.
Yeah, so if nobody's ever heard of our podcast, we had totally free reign. This is totally different. So,
just a little bit.
A little bit different here.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Because now there's like people driving and, you know, home or whatever they're doing. And
white knuckling it.
Getting angry or or laughing. It just all depends.
Or they're probably doing both.
Yeah. If only you could have just seen what he looked like.
Easy. Yeah, if you could have seen what I look like, you guys can.
He looks sort of like Cruella de Vil and like 101 Dalmatians or 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
The cartoon part, though.
Except for the not dyed
hair. When she's dry, when her hair is going mental and she's driving her car. And she's like, Except laughing.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm excited. It's going to be fun, actually. She's super nice.
Yeah.
She's just normal.
Chill.
She said she used to go in there and chit-chat with us. I don't remember.
Well, there was millions. There was a lot of people.
There's been millions of people calling, hey, man, you guys are awesome. Like, people miss us. Like, I bet I went on there, or that platform, the other day, and as soon as I popped into a show, where are you guys? How come you're not on it? Okay, well, relax, man.
Well, if they didn't take everything down and archive it somewhere.
Or if they didn't make it into an entire Preach show. I mean,
oh yeah, that was always going on, but it's more than ever.
It's very bad now.
Very religious.
It's a very religious.
But there are bigger platform. There are bigger ones on there that are almost like the Tonight Show.
Yeah,
there's a couple of shows on there that if you search for them in the right genre, you'll find them, and they're very interesting. There's like what is it? Real crime.
Yeah, that's it.
I know, I couldn't think of it.
Billy's choking over here.
I couldn't think of it. And well,
yeah.
True crime. That's it. We've like true crime shows over there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've done a few of those.
Yeah,
I liked doing that. I thought that was fun.
You got to be careful with true crime. You got to make sure you have all your details absolutely 100% correct, or else you can get in trouble.
True.
Did you know that?
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy will come get us.
Yeah, you better watch out.
All right, guys. That's the end of the show, unfortunately, but we will be back next week with Amelia. We'll be interviewing her, and me and Billy will be back, so we hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a good day, and enjoy the rest of your drive home.
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Wow, what is that smell? Was that you, Chuck? I figured it was you. Oh, man, that was a close one. Thank you, Billy, for spraying that freshener, or I'd have to hand it off to Tanya.
Well, Carter, I'm right here if you need me.
Thank you, darling. You want to get out of here and get some dinner? I all of a sudden have a craving for steak, so what do you say?
I'd love to, but don't you have to finish saying bye to all the listeners, if any?
No, not really. I do this for free. Hey, can you guys finish? Because I really don't want to. I'd rather be with Tanya, not with you two wastes of space. But hey, thanks for the free, no-paying job. Was great. Not really. Well, enjoy, guys. I'm out of here.